Accused child molester released on bail rearrested for molesting another kid. By Warner Todd Houston on December 5, 2019. An accused New York child molester whose bail was paid by a controversial nonprofit activist group was rearrested less than a month later for allegedly molesting yet another kid. Luis Olivo, 63, was the happy recipient of $2,000 for bail provided by the Bronx Freedom Fund, allowing him to walk out of prison on November 4, the New York Post reported. Olivo was arrested on October 19 and accused of using candy to lure children at a Woodhaven laundromat. Police say surveillance video shows Olivo forcing a 3-year-old child's face into his crotch. The suspect was released from jail last month after the activist group paid his bail. But officers rearrested Olivo on Sunday for allegedly molesting an 8-year-old girl in the Unique shopping mall in the Queens neighborhood of Jamaica. A witness told police that Olivo grabbed the girl and put his hand under her skirt and groped her. Court documents also say that Olivo was accused of putting the girl's hand on his crotch and tried to kiss her. The mother of the boy Olivo is accused of molesting in the laundromat broke down in tears when contacted by the Post. "My baby is only 3, maybe he'll forget. But the 8-year-old will always remember what happened to her," the child's mother said. A New York police detective also slammed the activist group for facilitating the molester's alleged actions. "When are groups like the Freedom Fund going to start worrying about the victims?" the detective told the paper. "Because of their actions, a little girl and her family have been victimized and traumatized unnecessarily. These liberal groups have no idea how dramatic sex crimes are to the victims, especially young children," another police officer told the Post. "They talk about giving criminals second chances. Well, these 2 children won't get a second chance." This is not the first time that the Bronx Freedom Fund has bailed out an accused criminal who then went on to be arrested for more crimes. The group paid a $1,000 bail for Randy Santos, who was arrested for groping a 19-year-old woman. He was arrested a month later and charged with the murders of 4 people. In another case, in 2018, the group paid bail for Lint Burris, who was rearrested a week later and accused of raping a 23-year-old teacher. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook.com/Warner.Todd.Houston.